Autumn Timblin, Economic Development and Tourism Director for Marinette County, addressed the full county board this week. She reminded members that the department's role covers business retention and attraction, workforce development, broadband, and housing initiatives. Timblin also highlighted collaboration with state and regional partners, as well as support for the county's labor force.
There is right now, I don't know if any of you have heard of it before, but it's been said around the state, there is a looming labor shortage coming. So by the year of 2030, we'll be at a net negative of employees coming in. So coming hard and coming fast, so we have to figure out how we are going to keep bringing employees in and keep our workforce going. And that's just a matter of fact, if people are having less kids now than we did before. And things are also more expensive, so you see more people exiting the workforce because things like childcare costs are high.
Timblin provided an update on broadband progress through the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund. Fiber optic installation began in 2024, expanding access to more communities across the county.
If you have anyone coming to you saying, hey, Spectrum's knocking on my door, I don't understand why, it's because they're putting that fiber optic cable into the ground right now, and this is their opportunity to jump on board. So that buildup started in 2024. Marinette County is very fortunate that we were kind of at that top of that list. So they started in our area right away. However, that buildup can go until 2028, 2029.
Residents can track when Spectrum service will be available in their community by visiting spectrum.com/CP/build. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.